On Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah Halacha Hey, and we have here in the room Dr. Cooper and Dr. Tejerstein. Apparently, the doctors are able to, you know, brave the weather, whereas the rest of us, regular, ordinary human beings, we stayed home hiding underneath our tables. Okay. Ain't Tom Hashon Alazesim Hanak Toshim. So now we're going the opposite way. Before we were talking about Zesim on Shemen, now we're going the other way around. Now we're going with Shemen on Zesim. Now it does say Zesim Hanaktoshim. So that lachora is a key word, meaning that these are olives which either have already been crushed or they're designated to be crushed. The point is that it's a davar shaloi nigmar malachto, and you're not supposed to be tarim, obviously, something which is nigmar malachto, which is shemen, on something which is lo nigmar malachto, which is olives which have been crushed, obviously, ready to go to the press, or ones that are designated to go to press, even though they haven't been crushed. Either way, it's not going to work. Lo al yain, and then the same thing with the wine with the grapes. Lo al yain al novna drachas. You can't do the same thing you can't do the truma with a wine on grapes.
I need both of these cases as examples.
They're always quoting these two cases. Every Mishnah.
I understand, but I wouldn't learn shemen from the yain from zayas.
I don't know. Vim toram truma v'yachsaviyachum. Now here we have a change. All of a sudden, here we're saying that the truma is a good truma, right? So it's actually two changes. When it was zesim on the shemen, let me just use Beis Hillel's shita. So when it was zesim on the shemen, we said it's totally no good. It's ain't truma, so truma at all. And we said because of Gezel Hashavet, we said the reason, right? But over here we're saying, number one, it is a good truma. And number two, yachsav yichom, which is a chumra al gavi chumra, right? And that you have to take it again, twice. We're going to see why soon in a second. But just you have to pay close attention here to the differences.
So it's considered like a knas?
It's a knas, yeah, it's a knas. And then the Mishnah is going to tell you, when we're on your Gimel and Aleph, the Mishnah is going to tell you what the difference is between the first one and the second one. Harishonim adamas with the atzma. Obviously, it's truma, so if it falls into a taruvus, you don't make it imua. It's like the Rav Fulda says, "Amnathal bakas me mei chulin nasa komadum vasal azar." Yom kol kol kalam truma gemura he minay raisa. It's truma gemura minay raisa. And chayav malah chaimish. Obviously, zor ha'ichle b'shkaga. He's mashalim kav chaimish, just like the din of any zayin eats truma. Of a lo shnia, but that does not apply. These dinim do not apply to the second one that you're mantra. So the marfolda lefisha ina lamin rabbanon. It's only din rabbanon lefisha ina nechol. Actually, afisha la truma semaisis malkam acher. Therefore, when you're mafresh tevel as truma as a second hafrasha on a Torah level, that was not necessary. You weren't doing anything. You were taking mina chiyav al haptur. Right? So therefore, nothing wouldn't be called any truma on it at all. So you're going to have to be mafresh, mimoka macher, on this second hafrasha. It's kind of like you're going to get hit three times, in a sense, right? You're using this as truma on, as a second truma on your pile. Now you're going to have to go to a third pile and be mafresh on this second hafrasha as well. Avod is non b'zeisim al ha-shemen, shein truma se truma. Before we learned, that's the mission that we said, that we did Zesim on Shemen, that it's not truma at all. That's what Beis Hillel said, right? So there's Seder the Kohen, right? Masha'ekin hocha, the Mishemen ala Zesim, hanaktoshim lekab Seder the Kohen. Here there's no hefset for the Kohen, because the Kohen ends up with a final product, right? You're giving him Shemen, so he doesn't have to. According to the Pshat, the Pseid of the Kohen meant that you are going to not estimate it properly, right? That's what we said one of the Pshatim was, right? You'd end up taking more or less, you take less. You'd end up taking less Zesim than you would have proportionately for how much oil would have come out of those olives, and therefore it was a pseudo. That was the second shot. The first shot was because it requires a lot of work on him, because he's going to now take these olives and press them, and has to take them to press, so it's a lot of work. Regardless of what shot you, how shot you're going to learn, it's not going to obviously apply when you're bringing mafresh shemen. He doesn't have, you know, you have the exact, you know, the final product. Okay, so the reason why it to be chayzer b'tarim is min rabbanan. We're not given a reason here yet. Okay, so that's the mishnah. That's the first part of the mishnah. That's the hardest part of the mishnah. The Torah min shemen al hazesim hanech bashim. Now we're going to talk about a davar she nigmar malachto. You can have zaysim. We mentioned this already a couple times. Olives that it's nigmar malachto is olives that you're going to eat raw, right? Olives for your Israeli salad, right? So you could be term oil, which is a davar she nigmar malachto, on zaysim hanech bashim, on pickled olives, right? And wine, you can be mafresh on grapes. The translation, literal translation, means on grapes that are set aside to be made into raisins. But that translation can't be correct, because just designating grapes to be made into raisins would certainly not be a davar shenigmar malachto. So you still have the drying out process. I mean, it's a whole process yet to go. So that can't be correct. And let's see, let's look at footnote 5. It says over here, in the brackets at the bottom of 5, 3 lines up from the bottom left-hand column. However, this explanation does not seem to fit the Mishnah's wording, grapes that will be made into raisins, which obviously are not yet processed. Moreover, raisins themselves are not considered processed until they've been heaped into a pile. So the Gemara will address these problems. I haven't learned 14b and 15a, but hold on to that question, okay?
And until now, we're always saying that making the heap was the final step.
Yeah. Right now, I'm going to just assume for now that yayin al anof of last size on smukim, we're going to just translate it a little differently, that it's wine on raisins. Just leave it alone until we see it differently in the Gemara. Okay, Misha Tarm Shemen Al Zaysim Ma'achilo. So these are olives which are set aside for eating, and you Tarim Shemen, and or Zaysim Al Zaysim Ma'achilo. You did olives on olives, right? And Yayin Al Anav Ma'achilo. Or you did wine on grapes that you're going to eat, or Anavim Al Anavim Ma'achilo, or, you know, eating dessert grapes, on dessert grapes, whatever. Any of these cases of the above, which are all cases of davar shenigmar malachto on davar shenigmar malachto, all these are examples. But that's not the point. The point is, after you had decided that you were going to have it as a raw, as eating the raw item, nimlach darchan, you changed your mind. You know what? I'm not going to be eating this grape, after all, for my dessert. I'm going to put this in the press and press wine out of it. So now it comes out that when you did your hafrasha, it wasn't good, because your hafrasha wasn't a davar. At the time you did the hafrasha, it was a davar shenigmar malachto, but now, in retrospect, it was davar shelo nigmar malachto. So the Mishnah tells me, einot tzarach litrom, you don't have to go and do it again. If you would have done it originally, wine on grapes, which were set aside for pressing, it would be truma v'yachs or v'yitrom. That's what we said in the first case of the Mishnah. But over here, since at the time that you did the hafrasha, it was a davar shenigmar malachto, even though later you changed your mind, it's no, the chacham weren't geyser in that case. Next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud, ain't talking about davar shenigmar malachto, davar shelo nigmar malachto, if it's something that was nigmar. This is presumably the reason for the ratio, right? So if you have yain or shemen, you can't be mafresh them on zaysim or anof. Volomi davar shelo nigmar malachto, davar shenigmar malachto, the opposite way as well, which really would be zaysim on shemen or yain. Volomi davar shelo nigmar malachto, davar shelo nigmar malachto, you can't do two things which are not done. So you can't be mafrish olives which are set aside for pressing for other olives that are set aside for pressing. But if you did it, b'di'eved, it will be good. Now this obviously is a contradiction to the Reisha of the Mishnah. Because the Reisha of the Mishnah, we said that in the case where you did a davar shenigmar malakto on a davar shelo nigmar malakto, then it's truma v'yakso v'yitrom. So that we're going to have to deal with that question. Right, so he says it. Right. The bottom line on 13a1, the Gemara will explain how this ruling conforms to the first part of the Mishnah, which said you have to take a second separation. Okay. He has a shtuk al Torah over here. A little bit off the topic of Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, and it's only 8:41, so I'm going to read it. So the question he asks is, when it comes to challah, right, the Mishnah says if you take stuff which is unprocessed and you mafresh it for something which is processed, that with the evidence chumasi chuma. So he has a question: what about if a person is mafresh flour for challah? So the din is that it's not good. Why is it that when you mafresh something for mafresh flour?
Why isn't it not good? Because it's flour.
The din there writes is it's isa. It has to be in an isa state to be mafresh. But presumably, I guess these people who are asking this question think that flour is like a davar shelo nigmar malakto. It hasn't been made into dough yet. So why can't you be mafresh from the flour? On the dog, it's a funny question, but that's what he asks. Why is truma separated before its point of obligation treated more leniently than challah separated before its obligation? The Rash answers that the Torah itself indicates truma separated from unprocessed produce is valid after the fact, and however that's learned out, but that it does not say that by challah. Okay, I don't know. It seems a little odd to me, the whole kasha. Anyway, okay, let's go on. Sorry, I shouldn't have stopped for it. Anyway, it was a mistake. Let's see. So the Gemara says, "Tanamot the end of the Mishnah we said, right. This is the stira that I just mentioned to you. The end of the Mishnah says that if you take truma, the b'di'evet, it's good. V'hocha at Omar Kain, but in the beginning of the Mishnah, you said that you have to be chayzer or mafresh a second time. What's the difference, right? Why does it say that oil, which was davar shenigmar malakto, in the beginning of the Mishnah, that was hufresh on zaysim, that were not nigmar malakto, that you have to, that's truma, v'chayzer, v'yaksim, v'yitrom, and in the Sefer, it says b'di'evet, it's good. Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Ne geder mechatos. Shelo yehu mechatos betalin. So this is a really odd thing, because here the Gemara is now inserting a whole new metzias that it never introduced before, and that's the following. We're talking about a special case, and the case is where you lost your first tafrasha. So, in the event you lost your first tafrasha, your mafresh truma, and then you lost it, so if we're going to say that it's truma, let's talk the most basic case. Most basic case is you were mafresh truma, regular case of truma. Let's not talk about the complicated case. I'm mafresh truma on my tefillah, and I lose the truma. What's the then? Nothing, right? I'm not a chayv in the achrayas of truma, right, Chelsea? Right? I'm not chayv in the achrayas.
You're not being
mafresh. It doesn't matter. I didn't do it by yadayim. I lost it. I'm not chayv. I'm not a shomer. So you're not chayv in the achrayas. Okay. So now let's get into our case in our mission. So now you were mafresh not the way you're supposed to be mafresh. You were mafresh from shemen on the zaysim. Right? You're not supposed to do that because it's a davar shenigmar malakto and a davar shelo nigmar malakto. Now that hafrasha, you lose. You lost that hafrasha. So now we went ahead and we said, you know what? If we're going to say you don't have to be mafresh again, well, you're not going to go get yourself made tameh. If let's say you were tameh, you're not going to go matire yourself because you have no cause to matire yourself. If we'll go ahead and we'll say you have to be mafresh again a second time truma, so then you have an impetus, you have you're motivated to go be matire yourself again. Now, that's what the Gemara is calling geder mechatos. The rabbi sought to prevent the chatas water, which a kohen needs to purify himself, so he may eat truma, from falling into disuse. To this end, they made a decree in certain cases, such as the case we're talking about in the ratio of the Mishnah. So the beginning of the Mishnah, which requires a second separation, refers to truma that was lost. That's when this decree applies. The end of the Mishnah, which says that b'di'eved, if you were mafresh from a davar shel nigmar malakto and a davar shel lo nigmar malakto, that if him hifresh shumasi truma, and that's all you have to do, that's talking about where it has not been lost. It's still here.
So the chiyuv on a kohen to use the mechata, so he needs the truma.
That's correct.
Right, but isn't this kohen going to, why is it going to be lost? Isn't he going to maybe have truma from somewhere else, or isn't he, doesn't,
yeah, well, you're right. We're being very, very narrow-minded in this.
Do you want to be on a level of Tahara all the time anyway?
Apparently not. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you're right. I mean, it doesn't seem very practical. I'm asking. He's not going to get truma from this guy. He'll get truma from someone else. He's going to have to go and retire himself anyway. Apparently that's not, that wasn't taken into account. I'm not sure why. Yeah. This is the Rashi's pshat. Apparently, there are other pshatim. Okay, so this is the pshat. So this what you, this I want you to remember this as, because we're going to be comparing the two things. So if you or mafresh zaysim al hashemen, we said it's no good because of gezel hashevet. If you're mafresh shemen al hazaysim, then it's no good because of geder mechatos. Those are the two. Those are the two terms. Yeah, it's the person.
It's not the truma.
It's the person. The person did something incorrectly, and he's therefore he's given a knas. So now the Gemara asks, "Mi chomer, which is more chomer? Which is the stricter one? Gezel hashevet or geder mechatas?" I don't know what the amkus of this question, which is more chomer. I didn't look around to see what exactly is the you know. Let's see what it says. So the Gemara says on 13b, Yishminu and Adol. Let's see. We'll learn like this. There's a brisa. Zaysin al hazaysin, v'hu asin l'kaychon. If you separate truma from olives on behalf of olives, and you are going to crush all of them. In other words, they're all dvarim shaloi nigmar malakton, right? Or anavim al anavim b'hu asid l'darchon. Same thing by the grapes. Truma v'yaksa v'yitrum. So that's good. You have to do it again. That is to say, if the truma is lost, you have to separate truma again. Hariyesh kan gazla shevet. In this case, there's grounds why, because you're going to lose by receiving olives, right? We have gazla shevet. You have, in a certain sense, both of them here. Because on the one hand, you're doing zaysim in terms of what you're being mafresh, so that's gezel hashevet. On the other hand, on what you're trying to be mesakein, you're going to, because you lost it, so by losing it, if you're not going to be machai of him to be mafresh again, then you're going to have the other problem of the geder mechatos. So we have both, harei yeshkan gezel hashevet and geder mechatos. Now, v'toni yaloh, what does it say over there? Truma v'yaksa v'yitrom. It says you have to take truma and do it again. Now, what was the din by gezel hashevet? Gazal Shevet, the din was, it was ain't Shumas and Shuma at all. And the din by Gaz, and the din by Geter Mechatos was you have to be Mafresh it again. So if it says you have to be Mafresh it again, you're obviously being Choshesh for the Geter Mechatos, and therefore it's obvious that's a stronger concern. That's the Gemara's Raya. Hado Amr She Geter Mechatos Chorim Migazal Hashevet. Because if Geter Hashevet was the only thing you had to be concerned about, you wouldn't have to be Yachsav Yitron. It just wouldn't be true to begin with. I mean, it's a little funny. See number four. He's explaining this. Myra Fulda explains the Gemara as follows. The Bryce's case of separating Truma from olives on olives is not the same as the case of the Gazal HaShevet that we had originally, which was Truma on behalf of oil. So the Bryce does not apply the decree for preventing theft, which would disqualify the Truma altogether. Rather, it says that the Truma is valid, right? You see that point? His point is, in the case of Zaysim al-Hashemen, we said in the first Mishnah that it was totally no good. Over here, we're saying it's Truma, so we're obviously not applying that Gazal HaShevet.
Is it less of a problem?
The Bryce's case, we have to finish this. Bryce's case is also different from the situation in which the decree of protecting the Chatos was originally instituted, which was oil on behalf of olives. Because here we're talking about olives on olives. Right? Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it went ahead and applied the gzera of the chatas oil, or chatas water. So, because it says that the truma is lost, it has to be replaced. So in a situation which differs somewhat from the originals, either in the case of the olives on the oil, in this case it's olives on olives, or in the case of the chatas, which of the Geter Mechatos, which is normally Shemen on Zaysim, but over here it's Zaysim on Zaysim. Even though it's different than the original case, they applied the Gzera of the Mechatos, but they did not apply the Gzera of the Gazal HaShevet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. So you see that the Geter Mechatos is more Chomer. Okay. Next. Now, on 11a, Rabbi Yossi said that if you take olives for oil, it's not truma. So, ma amar Rabbi Yossi hocha. What would Rabbi Yossi say here is he masks him to the idea of Geter Mechatos. Does he accept this gzeira? So the Gemara gives an answer. Ma in Rabbi Meir de Mekel b'Gazal HaShevet. Now the Gemara here, even though till now we've always assumed that the Tanakhama of the beginning of the parak was Reb Meir, erase that from your memory banks for a second, because we're about to quote a Braisa, which quotes Reb Meir by name. It's not a Stam Mishnah. It's a Braisa which has Reb Meir's name in it. In fact, if you wanted, we could just skip down to where it says Ash Nachtoni B'Shem Reb Yossi. But basically, it says over there. Let's just read that. Go skip down a couple of lines. There's a Tana where Rabbi Yossi is quoted as well. Ein tomen zeisim al hashemen, v'lo anovim al hayayin. You can't do the classic cases that we started the parak with. Oil on olives for oil, or grapes for wine. V'im toram, if you did take it, even though our Mishnah in the beginning of the parak said it's ein trumas or truma here, the Braisa surprisingly says no trumas or truma. It's good. You're taking Zaysim on Shemen, and we're saying that it's good b'niyavet. Vein Sok Litrum Shi, you don't have to take another one. And it says, it ends off, if you look in the Hebrew, it's a lot easier. It says, Divrei Reb Meir. Okay? So without moving from this page, if you're following along in the English, right? So we have a Braisa which quotes Reb Meir, who is obviously not Choshesh for Gazal HaShevet. Because if you were choshesh for Gazal HaShevet, we said that if you take min hazeisim al hashemen, that it's ein shumasi truma. But over here you have a mayor saying explicitly that in a case of zeisim al hashemen, it's shumasi truma b'diavet. So this is the Gemara's kal v'chomer. Let's go back to the part where we skipped. Ma in we're asking what is Rabbi Yossi maskim to this din of Geter Mechatos. So the Gemara is going to compare him to Reb Meir. Ma in Reb Meir the Mekel Gazal Hashevet. Ma Nach according to Reb Meir, who is Mekel is Gazal Hashevet, because we say in the Brice or about the quote that he is. It's Truma say Truma, but yeah, but if he was Mafresh Zaysimal Hashem and Machmer we get a Mechatos, but when it comes to Mechatos, Reb Meir is going to be Machmer. How do we know he's Machmer? Because our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, and therefore the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah that says that in the case of Shemen, Allah Zaysim, that it's Truma of Yaxor v'Yitrom, if it gets lost, that you see that Reb Meir holds from the din of Geder Mechatas. So Madoch, if Reb Meir, who's Mekel by Gezel HaShevet, is Machmer by Geder Mechatas, Reb Yaisi, the Machmer by Gezel HaShevet, Reb Meir, Reb Yaisi, who is Machmer, we say at the bottom line of the Hebrew sign, if you look, is Reb Yaisi. We're going to quote him in a second. But if he's Machmer by Gezel HaShevet, so Lakosha can do Machmer by Geder Mechatas. Surely he'll be Machmer. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yossi as saying, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Meshama Yomerim, Tormin. That you can separate Truma in either circumstance. Forget about the fact that this is not like the Meshama of our Mishnah. Let's just skip over that for a second. Beis Hillel, let's go to Daf Yudalid. Beis Hillel says what? Beis Hillel says, Ein Tormin. That you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma in these situations. Hakol Moedim, but everybody agrees, Shem Toram, if you did take Shuma, Shein Otzarach Litram Shniya, you don't have to take a second Shuma. Excuse me. Even if it was lost. Okay? Now, what we're saying here is, that Reb Yaisi is teaching us, right? This case of this second brisa, Ashkach Tani B'Shem Reb Yaisi, Ein Tormin Zaysim Al Hashemen, Lo Anovim Al Hayayin. That's our case of our Mishnah that we're dealing with today. Vim Torim Truma Se Truma, it is a good Truma, and you don't have to be Torim a second time. And then he quotes Beis Hillel as saying what? Ein Tormin. You shouldn't be Tarim this way. But if you are Tarim, you don't have to take a second one. What is Beis Hillel's Shita? One second. Is a little confusing because Beis Hillel, it's not clear here whether Beis Hillel holds with the Eved, it's not going to be good Truma at all. It seems like it's going to be, Rabbi Yossi has to be different.
This Brisa has a mashmos of Lechatchila, it's written in the Lechatchila tense. It's very funny, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, which is like a whole different. That's a whole different. Way of looking at it, and the footnote does point that out, that it's different than the one we had before on Yud Aleph.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying. The Gemara is trying to point out that Reb Yaisi, as opposed to Reb Meir. Let's see. Reb Meir is Mekel again. Reb Meir is Mekel because Al Hashevet. He holds that there's no din of that if you did Zaysim Al Hashemen, that it wouldn't be Truma. He holds it would be Truma, right? He says Truma say Truma by the Zaysim. So that means by Zaysim Al Hashemen. So that means he doesn't hold from the Gezel HaShevet. And Reb Yaisi we know holds from We're trying to figure out what Rabbi Yossi holds. So if Rabbi Meir, so let's just put it this way. Let me put it this way, very pasha. If we know there's a given here, Rabbi Yossi, we know holds from Gezel HaShevet. We know Rabbi Meir now does not hold from Gezel HaShevet. We know Rabbi Meir holds from the Geter Mechatas because our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara is making a Kal Vachomer from if Rabbi Meir, who is Mekel by Gezel HaShevet, is Machmer by Geter Mechatas, so Rabbi Yossi, who is Machmer on Geter Mechatas, definitely has to be Machmer on who is who is I'm sorry, let me say it again. Rabbi Yossi, who is Machmer on Gezel HaShevet, is surely Machmer on Geter Mechatas. Okay? That's the Kal Vachomer. Regardless of how you learn this price up.
Why would you think that there's a relationship between the two in that way? If you hold one, you surely hold the other. Is it because it's
well, the reason why is because we just finished proving, this is important to say, that Shamsi just asked, how do you know, what's the relationship? How do you know which is the Kal and which is the Chomer? And the answer is, we just finished saying that in the Gemara. The Gemara asked, which one is more Chomer? The Gezel HaShevet one or the Geter Mechatas? And the Gemara proved from a Braisa that the Geter Mechatas is more Chomer than the Gezel HaShevet. So we have the Kal and the Chomer. So if you hold from the Kal, surely you hold from the Chomer. Right? And the Rebbe Meir, who doesn't hold from Gezel HaShevet, holds for the Chomer of Geter Mechatas. So Rabbi Yossi, who we know holds from Gezel HaShevet, surely he's going to hold from the Chomer, which is the Geter Mechatas. Okay, that's basically what it says. Let's just stop here with that thought. We're going to finish up the next couple of lines tomorrow, but we because it's already 9:02, maybe I'll just learn it anyway. Hevi Rayon. So the Gemara says there's contradictory thinking here. Rav Meir Mekel by Gezel HaShevet. Rav Meir holds what? Lekula by Gezel HaShevet because he holds in Torah, Trumasa, and Truma, and you don't have to be Mafresh a second time. And Machmer by Geter Mechatos. We have in our Mishnah, he's Machmer, that if you did Shemen al Azesim and you lost it, you have to be Chayzer by Torah. So Rav Yossi Machmer by Gezel HaShevet. But Rav Yossi is Machmer by Gezel HaShevet because he says beferish that if you use Torah zaysim al hashemen that it's ain shumasi chuma like Beitzel, right? Umekel begeter mechatas, but he rules leniently in the chatas order, meaning in this previous brisa, we said hakol meidim shem Torah ain otzarach lechum shnir. You don't have to take a second time, even if the first one was lost. So in this brisa, he seems to be mekel. In other words, even though he holds from, apparently he's going to hold from the Geter Mechatas, but at the same time he's not going to require to make it a second separation.
This needs a whiteboard.
So it's a little confusing, but that's basically what it says. Maybe we'll go over it again tomorrow when we get a little more time to think about this. Shamsi says he needs a whiteboard. Anyway, good to knock. Everybody stay safe.